Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому. Добрий день. Сердечно вас вітаю у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпаторусинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські співанки. Тож презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on our media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, May 3rd, 2020. The 28th of April, we commemorated two very sad events in the course of Russian history. The first, April 28th, 1947, Akshya Vishwa began, the Vistula Operation. Also, on April 28th, in the year 1950, was the communist takeover and closure of the Greek Catholic Church in Slovakia. First, I will describe to you Akshya Vishwa. The forced deportation in 1947 of the remaining Russian and Ukrainian population from the Lemko region and other borderland territories of post-war southeastern Poland. The deportation was carried out between April 28th and August 12, 1947, by Polish army troops and militia of the so-called Vistula Operational Group. The operation was a repressive measure intended to eliminate the anti-Soviet and anti-communist Ukrainian insurgent army, which at the time was holed up in the Carpathian mountain regions of southeastern Poland and northeastern Czechoslovakia. An estimated 150,000 people, of whom 50 to 60,000 were Lemkos, were deported in special transports. This deportation came to be known as their Road to Calvary. The deported Lemkos were resettled in the western and northern territories of Poland, which were former German lands. In no one village or town could the resettled deportees form more than 10% of the population. They lost all their property in the Lemko region, including their buildings, land, and forest. We start today's broadcast with a Vichnaya Pamyat and an Ochenash, to remember all of those who were affected by Akshya Vishwa in 1947 and Akshya P in 1950. I will explain the forced closure of the Greek Catholic Church, Akshya P, in just a few minutes. Vichnaya ich pamyat.
Thank you.
Today we commemorate Aksya Vishwa, which happened on April 28, 1947, the forced deportation of Lemkos from southeastern Poland, as well as the forced closure of the Greek Catholic Church in Czechoslovakia, April 28, 1950. The new communist regime that came to power in Czechoslovakia in February 1948 was determined to follow the example of its protector, the Soviet Union. Just as the church union with Rome was abolished in western Ukraine, in Lviv in 1946, and neighboring Subcarpathian Rus, Mukachevo in 1949, the Czechoslovak communist authorities, in cooperation with the local Orthodox Church, organized the so-called Operation P, which, at a sobor in Prešov in April 28, 1950, outlawed the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Prešov. On the other hand, Bishop Gojdič, Bishop Hopko, and the 120 Greek Catholic priests who refused were arrested. To justify their actions against the Greek Catholic Church, the Czechoslovak government arranged a show trial in 1951, at which Bishop Gojdič was sentenced to life imprisonment on the false accusation that he and his clergy had assisted the Slovak fascist government during World War II and the anti-Soviet Ukrainian underground movement at the close of the war. All Greek Catholic Church property was confiscated by the state, while most of the churches were given to the Orthodox for their use.
kwiaty, ani nie mirjaju. A Boże mi duszo moja zwinania przystawi.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428, or you can send them some email at this address, info@gcuusa.com, info@gcuusa.com.
Ciganoczka młoda,
oj młody cigani huliali,
oj młody cigani huliali.
Stoja na tu palacji, ciganoczka młoda, stoja na tu palacji, ciganoczka młoda.
Ciganoczka młoda.
Стояла думала, циганочка молода, стояла думала, циганочка молода,
циганочка молода.
Він циганку свою виглядає,
він циганку свою виглядає.
Стояла думала,
циганочка молода,
стояла думала,
циганочка молода,
циганочка молода.
Ciganko, jakie tebe gore.
Stojala dumala, ciganoczka moloda.
Stojala dumala, ciganoczka moloda.
Ciganoczka moloda.
Ide mili za sinje
more. Ide mili za sinje more.
Stojala dumala, ciganoczka moloda.
Stojala dumala, ciganoczka moloda.
Ciganoczka moloda.
Stojala
думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода.
Настася, жене до сусіда.
Czechoslovak Genealogical Society International, in cooperation with the Rusyn Association of Minnesota, will hold an online webinar on Saturday, May 23rd, from 10 a.m. until noon. The webinar is entitled Pride, Prague, and Provisions, Post-World War I Famine and Healthcare in Czechoslovakia and Carpatho-Rusyn Lands. As I mentioned, this will take place Saturday, May 23rd, online, beginning at 10 a.m. So for more information on this Czechoslovak Genealogical Society International, co-sponsored by the Rusyn Association of Minnesota event, the webinar, Pride, Prague, and Provisions, Post-World War I Famine and Healthcare in Czechoslovakia and Carpatho-Rusyn Lands, please contact this phone number, area code 651-964-2322, 651-964-2322, or you can send some email to this address, info@cgsi.org, info@cgsi.org. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday for a special Mother's Day broadcast here on the Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Sundays at 2:30 on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Streaming online at WPITradio.com. And archived on our media page, go to c-rsmedia.org or visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krásny týždeň. S Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this broadcast. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. Or you can call me at 412-877-9351 or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дороге русинське брате і сестре, бару сердечко вам дякуємо, же сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, же сте вам любіл наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730 або 96.5. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!